Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, John Cangallosi. Batting second. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fifth. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting sixth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Steve Lyons. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Richard Dotson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting second. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting third. The right fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting eighth. The DH, Carmelo Castillo. Batting ninth. The catcher, Chris Bando. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Tom Candiotti. And now, play ball. John Cangallosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangallosi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen takes first base on ball four. Cangallosi moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Cangallosi moves to third. Guillen moves to second. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cangallosi tags and scores. Guillen tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Kittle reaches second base with a double. Guillen scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk takes first base on ball four. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a line drive to left field. Cangallosi throws towards Guillen. Guillen fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Guillen. Bernazard moves to third. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler takes first base on ball four. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bernazard scores. Butler moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Butler scores. Carter moves to second. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carter scores. Hall moves to second. It's 3-2, Indians. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Hall moves to third. Two outs. Joel Skinner now catching. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hall scores. It's 4-2, Indians. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tabler moves to second. Gene Nelson now pitching. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Bando reaches second base with a double. Tabler scores. Castillo goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, Indians. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Bando trying to get to home. Baines throws the ball into Skinner who tags Bando who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Lyons reaches second base with a double. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Candiotti fields it and has Lyons trapped. There's the throw to Jacoby who throws to Franco, who tags Lyons for the out. Cruz moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cangalosi hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Butler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines who is chasing the ball. Butler reaches third base with a triple. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carter strikes out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Butler scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 7-2, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jacoby strikes out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines strikes out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walker for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kittle hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tabler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cangalosi. Tabler reaches second base with a double. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Castillo hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tabler moves to third. One out. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Bando hits a fly ball into left field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tabler tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-2, Indians. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Bernazard hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Skinner reaches second base with a double. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hewlett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Skinner moves to third. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lyons hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Skinner tags and scores. One out. It's 8-3, Indians. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz strikes out. Two outs. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hewlett. The throw from Bando and he is safe. Hewlett steals second. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cangalosi is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Butler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lyons who is chasing the ball. Butler reaches third base with a triple. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a line drive towards third. Hewlett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hall hits a fly ball towards right. Baines catches it and throws to home to double up Butler. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops it up and throws to first, with Candiotti covering, for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jacoby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Tabler hits a line drive towards third. Hewlett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kittle hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-4, Indians. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Skinner strikes out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-2 in the game. Cruz hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Joel McKeon now pitching. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Bando strikes out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bernazard hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 triples and a walk. Butler is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cangalosi hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Dean hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Guillen for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-3 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Candiotti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Jacoby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cangalosi. Jacoby reaches second base with a double. There goes Hall trying to get to home. Cangalosi throws the ball in to Guillen, who relays the ball to Skinner, who tags Hall, who came all the way from first, for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-3 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kittle hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Skinner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Bando for a passed ball. Skinner moves to second. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hewlett hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Tabler hits a fly ball into left field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Castillo is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Otis Nixon now playing left field. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. he's got one RBI. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Candiotti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ivan Calderon pinch hits for Julio Cruz. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon takes first base on ball four. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cangalosi strikes out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.